The presidential candidates are starting to pay attention to Wisconsin. For instance, this past weekend, Democrat Bernie Sanders opened three state field offices. And today, Wednesday, Republican John Kasich campaigns here. Wisconsin voters will go to the polls in less than 2 weeks. While the primary is relatively late in the race, WUWM's Annalise Hensel reports on a few factors that suggest it will still be interesting.
On April 5th,
Wisconsin is the only state that is voting that day.
Christopher Murray works for Marquette's Les Aspin Center for Government.
We'll get a lot of attention from the candidates and from the media.
Murray says Wisconsin's solo status on the 5th isn't the only thing setting it apart. So is the fact that while voters in most states are required to register with a party, they don't have to declare party affiliation here.
What that tends to do is produce an electorate that is a little bit more moderate, not quite as either far to the right or far to the left. So it could be a particularly interesting look at what your more middle-of-the-road, less ideological voter is looking at.
Murray says in the GOP contest, those more moderate voters may choose John Kasich. He's currently in third place behind Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and is considered more temperate than both. And there's another factor that could benefit Kasich or Cruz, according to Carroll University political science professor Lily Gorin. She says Wisconsin has a reputation of being a nice state, meaning voters here may not respond well to the brash persona of Donald Trump, even though he has led in the polls here.
There may be something about the general disposition with regard to Republican voters in Wisconsin that may sort of turn many of them off towards Trump. So Wisconsin may be a place that's not going to be an automatic for Trump to win.
Gorin says something else that will be interesting to watch here is the choices people make who had supported Marco Rubio. He recently dropped out of the race. Gorin says his backers could scatter among the remaining three candidates or migrate to just one camp. If Cruz or Kasich were to win Wisconsin, either would still lag behind Trump in delegates. But Dennis Riley, a political scientist at UW Stevens Point, says the numbers could indicate momentum.
We might make a difference, but we're not going to be decisive. We might be part of a long-term slow him down phenomenon, but that would be all that would happen.
Riley expects all the primary candidates to make at least one appearance in Wisconsin in the next couple weeks. He says more yard signs will begin to pop up, too. Riley says the person who may campaign the hardest here could be Democrat Bernie Sanders, even though he lags far behind Hillary Clinton in the delegate count.
I think he feels he's had some impact on Hillary Clinton's positions, and that was part of what he was trying to do. I mean, he wants to be president, but that's part of what he was trying to do is move her. I think he feels he has and can continue to do that.
Sanders has called Wisconsin a priority. He may indeed perform well here on April 5th, according to Charles Franklin. Franklin is director of the Marquette Law School poll. It has shown growing support for Sanders.
Clinton led by 12 in September, by just 9 in November, by just 2 in January, and then Sanders took a 1-point lead in February. So in both January and February, those margins were well within the margin of error.
Franklin says Wisconsin doesn't have as many delegates at stake as some states. Yet he says the contests are significant here because candidates need to sustain momentum in order to retain viability. So in 2 weeks, when Wisconsin's primary is the only one, its results should grab the spotlight. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.